Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, February 25th, and I'm calling you from a actually trying to be sunny Pacific Northwest. I think it's going to rain for the next week or so, but we've got a little sun this morning, so we'll take it while we can get it. And before I say hello to my co-hosts I've got with me, you've got all ladies today, everyone. You guys should be happy. I want to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a phone number or a website, something like that, that you're going to want to write down, so be ready for that. And also, please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials, or anything like that. We would love to hear from you. Likely, if you have a question, somebody else has that question too. And the sooner you press 1, the sooner I know how many people want to chat with us and the better chance I have to get to everybody. Please do remember, though, for this show, we do need to keep those stories and questions and testimonials and everything to stay compliant. We really need to keep those behavioral and training in that venue. And also, please remember, you know, any of these testimonials are all just personal experience. These are not intended to be, you know, claims that Beamer has said that Beamer will do for your horse. These are just people's personal experience that they've had. So just keep that in mind when we're talking about all these stories and questions. So, all right, like I said, you got all ladies today. Nate is not with us today, but you have a great all-star team here with us, right? We've got Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey, and good morning, Tiff, and everybody. It is another beautiful day here in Northern California. Absent rain, but Rainey, you should come down because it's, you know, it's blue skies and green grass, and boy, is it pretty.
We should trade a little sun for some rain. I'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, and then we've got Tiff with us this morning, too. Hi, Tiff.
Hi, Rainey. Hi, Cindy. Wow, sounds like it is beautiful there, Cindy. I am here in Western Colorado, Tiff Scott, and it's pretty darn nice here, too. We're pretty lucky. We live kind of in a desert area, but then there's mountains, and we're surrounded by 3 different sets of mountains, so it's beautiful. You can get the dry, and you can get the snow, and pretty secluded in areas. Can't complain at all, but I am kind of ready for spring. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Sounds great. You know, I love the snow in December and January, even in the beginning of February, but then once it starts getting nice, then I'm ready for no more snow. And it seems to me in the Pacific Northwest, we have this habit of thinking spring is coming and then we get like weeks of bad weather and snow again. So that's when I don't love it so much. All right.
Well, you're welcome anytime, either one of you.
Okay. All right. Let's start talking about horses and Beamer. As you know, we're all starting to try to think about better ways to use Blog Talk that would be most helpful for all of you. And they're trying to maybe rework some of the days. We're going to do that quick start on Mondays, which is really, really great. It's going to help a lot of these new distributors get off to a really good start. And that's the whole point of all of this. So, again, keep in mind, all of you listeners, what you kind of want for Blog Talk, not necessarily just Horse Thursday, but all of the days. If there's things that you think would be the most beneficial, things that would be better tools for all of you guys, because we're going to try to work this so that this is a tool that's most useful for everyone. So always keep that in the back of your mind. And Cindy, I think I'm going to turn it over to you because we're trying to think of ways that we can kind of not change a Horse Thursday, because we really like that it's an open discussion with all of you, but we want to maybe add some elements into it, kind of pairing with this quick start on Monday to be the most help for all of you guys. So Cindy, I'm going to maybe turn it over to you for a few minutes.
Sure. Thanks, Lenny. this is something, you know, the questions that I most frequently hear from people, whether it's Blog Talk related or in other presentations, is, for people, and it can be if they're new to the horse set, or it can also be experienced horse people who are saying, "Well, I just like to get out there and ride and be with my horse. I don't know how to, I'm not a salesman." And so I will always repeat that I'm not a salesperson either, and I don't think of myself that way, but I do think of myself as an educator, and that's what I like to do, because I like to tell people stuff that they don't know about otherwise. And that's, where Beamer is, that's perfect for how we have to kind of share Beamer. So what I thought I would just kind of kick off as an example today is to talk about my personal opinion from experience of way too many years, but to start out, when you first meet somebody and you hear them, maybe mentioning horses or things, this is kind of the mindset or the mind frame that I go into, and I'll tell you why, and then you can ask questions, and I'd love to get feedback from the people that say, "Oh, well, I do it this way." Is to say, what are the things, when you have a new prospect and you haven't said boo to them, what are the things that you want to learn? Now, that's different than what are the questions you want to ask them necessarily, because you don't want it to be an inquisition. but it's usually pretty easy to get people to talk about their horses. So if you hear somebody mentioning it, you can, just open the conversation and say, "Oh, really? I didn't know you had horses. Tell me about your horses." Well, that usually, the gate is open. And so when they're talking, these are the things that are going through my mind of things that I want to learn. And if they don't volunteer this, then I'm going to nudge some questions in this direction. I'm going to want to hear if they have more than one horse. And if so, what the ages are of the horses. And just for example, if somebody had, a group of yearlings that are primarily out in the pasture and are just, coming in infrequently for some manners and ground training, that's a totally different kind of a circumstance than somebody who's got, a 5-year-old that they ride on the trails, or a 12-year-old horse that they do Grand Prix. And so I'm trying to get an idea of kind of what kind of horses they're dealing with. And maybe it's a whole group, because if somebody has a lot of horses, they probably have horses in different stages. And the reason I want to know that is because I can then tailor what I think their possible needs might be and how Beamer will meet those. So that's in the back of my mind. And this is, again, if you're brand new to horses, this is not something that you can get overnight, but it will help. These are the kinds of things you want to think about, and it would help when if you're working with a sponsor or somebody who's kind of shepherding you along the way. So, ages and what they're doing with them. And then I kind of want to know the breed, too, because if somebody's got big Belgians or Welsh ponies, I'm going to talk to them a little bit differently. Those Belgians are probably not riding horses. They're probably driving. They might be working horses. That Welsh pony is much more likely to be, doing gymkhana or other kinds of things. So I know that I can kind of tailor my comments differently. I do want to know how they use their horses,
if we're not talking about the youngsters, but is it recreational riding and how often they do it? Somebody who has a horse that they board out and they only get to ride once a week, I'm already thinking and going, okay, you know, this is, Beamer is something that can help the horse that's maybe stall bound or small paddock bound while it's waiting for an owner to show up. Or is this a horse that they're working on that's in training and how often it's getting worked? Or maybe they're a competitor. And if they're a competitor, I definitely want to know what kind of riding they do. Because I'm, again, thinking in the back of my mind how I can add credibility through a number of our ambassadors. You know, if they're, you know, a three-day eventer, I would talk to differently than I would somebody who's a reiner or a barrel racer. There's commonalities there, but still there's some differences too. So I'm going to want to know how often the horse is worked, you know, and if they're in training. And I want to know if they travel, if they're showing the horse, or if they're even going to different trail rides and things. You know, do they travel very frequently and go very far? And it doesn't even matter if they go far, but I'm going to think about how Beamer is really a helpful aid for horses that travel to before they get in the trailer and after they get out of the trailer. And there's a barn close to me that just had a terrible accident. It was because this horse had flown over from Europe and the family was so excited, you know, to, this was the mother's, you know, dream horse, and she was so excited. She brought her family, and she probably wasn't paying attention, and they got the horse out of the trailer, and instead of, okay, personally, I would have had the trailer back up into the arena and just turned it loose a bit, but, you know, they got the horse out of the trailer. He was excited. He's a pretty hot horse anyway, and they, people weren't watching what was happening, and one of the children got kicked. And had to be medevaced out. Now, the little boy's okay, but think how horrible the mother feels, and now this horse that was her dream horse is up for sale. Not the horse's fault. Things could have been done differently, and I just thought, you know, Beamer could have made such a difference if they had used that, you know, before they even let the horse get acclimated outside. Just let him help calm down and kind of balance out. So, again, I would stress things for somebody who's a competitor or who likes to go all over the state, you know, and doing either endurance or trail rides or something. I want to tell them how Beamer can help their horse during that travel. And, of course, if the horse is in rehab or they've been injured, I want to know how they're being treated. I want to get a feeling for how receptive this person may or may not be to alternative therapies. You know, do they use, you know, have they had massage come in? Have they done acupuncture? Have they done chiropractic work, other kinds of body work? Because to the extent that's possible, or even if they're using another PEMF device, I want to know how they like it, what they like about it. And I'm not put off if they say that they're using, you know, the MW kind. But I know I can tailor my comments a little bit differently under those circumstances. And so this is not, you know, and these are not requirements. These are just, I'm trying to give you a sense of how you might approach getting the information that you need. And even though, again, if you're new to horses, it might not mean a lot to you if you're kind of taking mental notes or even if you jot a few things down, the person that is helping you and kind of shepherding along will be able to help put this into more perspective for you as to why it's important. Because so far you haven't said anything about Beamer. and, of course, the quintessential question that you do want to ask at some point, but not up front, is, have you ever heard of Beamer? And if so, you want to know what they've heard. And then that gives you a starting point. But I'm suggesting that you want to prompt conversation and listen to the context of what this person is saying before you say anything much about what you do you want to encourage them to talk, because the next step is going to be, what do you want to convey to this person based on what they've already told you? Again, somebody who's raising babies, or who's a breeder, or who's a trainer, or somebody who rides on the weekend once or twice a month, you're not going to say the same thing to each one of them. And that's, I think, what people sometimes get nervous about, because they say, well, I don't know how to frame it up and how to start. And then you get discouraged. And
hey,
the tendency then is to do the data dump. And you talk way too much, and you haven't addressed the needs or the interests of the person that you want to talk to. So this is a way to kind of get people started, but to keep in your mind what are the things that are important for you to know so that you can show them how Beamer will make a meaningful change and contribution to how they use their horses and how their horses feel. And Rainey or Tiff, were you going to say something?
Interjection. Is that
Yeah, please.
So, wow. All of that said, that's exceptional information, and I think that you're right on key with all of that, because what I feel like people typically feel is that we're selling something to them, right? We're supposed to be salespeople. But that's what's different about Beamer, is that we're not.
Yeah.
So when you say all of that, I think, of course, I mean, that's the approach I go about. You go about that approach. I'm sure Nate goes about that approach, and Rainey as well. And that is the connection we're trying to establish with our clients, whether it's human or horses. We have to be able to connect so that we can interject what Beamer has to offer and why it's so special. And that's what really sets us apart from other products and other things, is because we're going about it in an unconventional way and not doing it like sales. And I think that's what's so, so, so important. And I feel I don't ever want that to get lost with all this, you know, these changes and compliance and different things that, you know, the company is establishing. It's really not a cookie cutter type of situation, because Beamer is not cookie cutter. And so it really makes in the horse industry and how we go about reaching clients and customers, because it's about that relationship and that personalization and connection.
Yeah, that very well said. Thank you, Tiff. I think what we find, and where we hear feedback about, you know, distributors having gone in and not been very well received, it's often the case of somebody isn't prepared. They don't know who they're talking to or like if you went into a breeding farm, you darn well better have looked up on their website and found out what their trainers are and what kind of horses they work on, et cetera, et cetera. What you find, I don't know if, I think a lot of people feel this way, but I know myself, if I'm nervous in a situation, I either totally shut up or I start talking and I can't shut up. And that's the data dump I was talking about. You start going blah, 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 about Beamer, and, you know, within the first 5 seconds, the person is going, well, I don't give a crap about that. So pardon my language. I think new people tend to do that. You say, well, I only have a few minutes. I got to tell them about Beamer. No, you don't. You have to establish some credibility that you're interested in them, and you don't have to represent that you know everything. You can say, gee, you know, you're training sport horses. I would love to be able to learn about, you know, what breeds you like to cross and see how you do that. You know, and people always, if you show a genuine interest, people always respond to that. So I really encourage people to talk less, particularly up front, until you know the context within which how you should respond. And Rainey would love to hear your comments about that too, but also encourage anybody on the phone who's approached people in different disciplines or circumstances and see what your own recommendations or tips might be. So,
yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, and like Tiff said, that's, it's going to be, any of us that have done this for a while are going to have a very similar approach. We're going to come from it from different angles, which is what I think is going to be so valuable about this kind of training, is because you are coming from it from a different angle than Tiff is coming from it doing, you know, rodeos and things, than I'm coming from it, mm-hmm. you know, as a, from a kind of a veterinary perspective. But we're all kind of doing the same thing, even though we're coming to it with different tools. So that's what I think is so, and really any of us can have a conversation with anyone about their horses, whether or not you know about horses or not. If somebody says something about having jumpers, you're like, oh, I've always loved, you know, watching that, but I don't really know anything about that. And people love to talk about the stuff that they do. So the more
yeah.
information that you can get, the better it is, exactly like both Tiff and Cindy were saying. So, and then you can just start thinking in your mind of things that Beamer could do to help them. And just like Tiff said, we're not selling it. I have never once said to somebody, do you want to buy a Beamer? It's always been a conversation of, this is how I think Beamer could help you. And it's more about sharing this tool that I think could really change their lives and their horses' lives, and just offering to share information. And this is what this is a tool that I know I have that works really well, and I think it would benefit you in these ways based on what you've the conversations that we've just had. So, you know, absolutely. And that's and as you all can see, this is kind of what we're trying to do here. Maybe spend, you know, 10 minutes or so in the beginning of the show, just kind of giving ways that we talk about it. And Cindy gave very specific things, you know, and maybe next week we can have Tiff maybe give some very specific things of the questions she likes to ask. Because, again, she's coming from a different perspective where she's maybe at a rodeo talking to people that are, you know, doing similar things that she's doing. So it's going to be the same idea, but it might be different questions. And that's all going to be because she's already starting where she probably knows she's talking to a barrel racer already. And she's probably looking at their horse and knows it's a quarter horse or whatever it might be. So she's maybe in some of her things starting off, she's not going to have to start off with how many horses do you have or what do you do with them? Because, you know, from Tip's perspective, she's looking at somebody that just had a, just was barrel racing or something. So obviously she's not going to say, what do you do with your horses? So the question
yeah.
might look a little different, but the idea is still the same. It's, you know, a conversation. And she might be able to jump straight to like, what are the issues you have with your horse based on, you know, is it more because of the stress of traveling, or is it more because of the stress of the actual event, or is it more training? You know, she can maybe jump ahead to some of those questions that might take a little bit longer if you're, you know, starting from a different place with somebody. And where I'm going to start is usually somebody's talking to me because they have already, you know, an injury or something like that, which is the reason they're, you know, calling the clinic. And then I can start from that perspective. So again, the conversation is going to look a little different, but the idea behind it is the same. So, and this is where, and Nate, again, is going to have a totally different perspective from that. So this is where these are the kind of, just so you guys can get an idea of what we kind of have planned is, we're going to try to have each of us kind of give our own, you know, experience and some of the questions that we ask and some of the conversations that we have with people, and try to give you guys as many kind of tools from different perspectives as we can. So, all right. I hope that was helpful for all of you guys. And we do have a couple callers
questions.
Too. We do. We have a couple callers. So we have, first we've got area code 407. Area code 407, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. This is Denise from Orlando, and this has got nothing to do with horses. Is that okay?
Probably. Let's see if we can help you.
Okay. This is about using the B-Box. When we went with the Go set, and we were told to put the strap down our spine, and they said to kind of mimic the sleep mode to put it on intensity 2 for 20 minutes. And so I went ahead and I made a program for that. But then I decided, well, let me see if I could do that with the B body, which I still have. It's been working fine. Is that causing a problem with the B body, putting that on the program that I set up for intensity 2 for 20 minutes?
So,
no problem.
So it's not necessarily no problem at all. I mean, when I had my, you know, pregnant sisters and stuff, that was one that they did all the time because it was 20 minutes of them by themselves. Like, that was one of their favorite things. It was like, this is my 20 minutes, everyone leave me alone. and we would do a really low program like that at all. The idea behind the Bee Body is that 8 minutes twice a day is all that you need for increased blood flow. But it may help in other ways, you know, things like, you know, parasympathetic that we talk about with horses and things like that. So there is no problem at all to do it that way. If you have the Bee Body, are you not wanting to add the sleep program yet, or why were you doing that 20-minute program?
No, I have used the sleep program, and
okay.
Then it started, how can I say it? I was getting woken up too early, not at the time that I had set. So when it came mm-hmm. back on for the 2 hours prior to the start, I was getting wide awake, and I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock. I want to get up at 8 o'clock. And so I just decided to because I basically wake up on my own. So the 20 minutes, it gives me a nice deep sleep, and yet then I wake up myself. But I know that the Bee Body was not designed, from what I was taught, to do the programs. It was just taught to do the intensity. So I just wanted to make sure I wasn't hurting the Bee Body in any way.
Oh, no, definitely not. Definitely not. There is no wrong way to use any of the device, any of the applicators. There is things that they were intended to use, and you know, the things that they've tested and had the best response for the most amount of people, and that's the case. But there is no like wrong way or damaging way to use any of the good way for you to start to add back. You know, if you start with that 20 minute at night, and then, but I would still try. You know, maybe. Maybe after you've done this for a little while, maybe try one more night of the sleep program, because the sleep program is going to do something different, you know, as it goes for 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours or 2 hours at night and 2 hours in the morning. It is going to be a slightly different, you know, because it is a different, it's only the 10 hertz. It's not the 10 and 30 hertz at night. So there are some differences. And then, you know, supporting the sleep on either side. So I wouldn't give up on that completely, just as a side note. But this may be a good way for you to kind of work into it a little slower. Yeah.
And just on that also, I do that without the plus sign.
Yes. Yeah.
So, okay, I will give that a try. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, and I would ask our callers, we love
ahead.
To try and help you, but we only have, you know, half an hour or 40 minutes to talk about horses, so it would be appreciated if you could keep your comments in that vein.
All right. Perfect. We've got, this is Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, you guys. Well, interestingly enough, one of my comments, and Cindy, I loved all of the things you said. I only disagree with one. I'm going to go through that real fast. But I'm also going to suggest it's now 12:27, and two people have spoken, three, including Rainey. And I think, am I supposed to go someplace else to give our suggestions for Blog Talk Radio?
No, please.
An email would be good
because
it's in writing, and that's easier to share, Jane, you know?
That's
true. Then I will not give my suggestion to that. All right, so let's get back to Cindy, what you were talking about. Breed, of course, I think it's very important. I totally agree. What your horses are doing, I totally agree. I disagree a little bit with turning a hot horse out, getting him off the trailer into an arena. That's a good way to get his leg broken, maybe. And you know, stories like that, did you see that happen? Did you see the horse kick the child?
No.
No.
One of my boarders was right, you know, this is a mile from my house, so I heard the story because I saw the helicopter. So.
Yeah, that's
you know,
that's
I don't blame the horse at all, but a little boy shouldn't have been running behind the horse, and the mom was so excited she wasn't paying attention.
Right. That was not the horse's fault, as you
mm-mm,
well knew.
Mm-mm.
And probably he was tired, if nothing else, not particularly maybe wound up in hot, but clearly frightened by this movement behind him. Anyway. Now, with that said, I think I'm going to go to Daisy Is it Brickner, the farrier, was on yesterday?
Bicking. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Cindy. She made a really good point about referrals. That was what we were talking about. And I think in this conversation, and there I agree with both, and Rainey also, conversation for those of us that don't like selling but love meeting people and learning about them and their horses is the greatest way to go, because everybody loves talking about their horses, right? But
right.
Daisy takes that a step further. For instance, if you're saying, does your horse have any issues, you know, what, show jumping, what do you do to relax him after a show where he's maybe gone in the ring a couple times, etc. And also ask, by the way, do you have any friends with any issues? Any friends that are dealing with any issues with their horses? Do you, if you're at a barn, of course, then you can say, is there anyone else in the barn who might find this helpful? And hopefully get some references and sort of build on your conversation and multiply your possibilities. That I'm basically kind of sharing through Cindy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry,
Daisy. That usually will. Yeah, that definitely will do. I also find that just kind of happens organically as well, that if people have a device that they're using that is helping, they can't help but tell everybody else in the barn what it is.
Absolutely.
I don't even think that's always a question that I ask, that it just is an organic thing that just happens. So.
And you reminded me of a lot of what Daisy said, Rainey. Can I just say this, to simplify this all? So I'm reading in the Chronicle of the Horse, and this is a great article. And the Chronicle of the Horse is indisposed, is a must for anybody, at least in all of the English seat disciplines. And this is about who were the greatest horsemen of the past and now. Jonathan Shepherd is a steeplechase and flat race trainer with an impeccable reputation. And so this gal is saying, Jonathan Santa Nielsen, who's also a trainer, but she talks about how Jonathan Shepherd didn't just simply have his horses fit. He focused on the mental aspect of training a horse. And I'm going to synopsize instead of read this. I'll synopsize here. It's not just about getting your horse fit. It's about your horse being fit and happy and in the right mental frame of mind. And that's where Jonathan was brilliant. The horse wants to do the job. They have to go out to want to do it. This is what Beamer can provide. Don't you agree? I've seen it.
Absolutely.
And I can,
yeah, if they're in a fight or flight mode, they can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
If they're in their fight or flight sympathetic mode, that's not going to happen.
Well, and we certainly hope they're not in that mode. But the Beamer supports parasympathetic so strongly that it literally improves their whole outlook on what they're doing.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
I just thought I'd share that. Because I thought this article
thank you
so
much, Jane. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
And,
you
then, and Jane, and please,
you guys have a great day.
Please email your
thank
suggestions.
You.
We would love to hear them.
Yep.
Okay, I've got Cindy's email. I think I might have yours
perfect.
Too, Rainey. Thank you. Thank
I'm
you
sure
so
you
much.
Do. Yep. Thank
yep.
you.
Thanks,
so,
Jane.
All right. We do have a few more callers. I'm going to try to get
we do. Good.
To everyone.
Cool.
We do. We have three more people, so I'm not sure we'll be able to get to everyone, but we'll do my best. We've got area code 209. Area code 209, you're live on Blog Talk.
Okay, hi. My name is Ramona, and I'm from Northern California, and I'm so glad I'm able to squeeze me in. Hi. So I have a really good friend of mine who she's always been in horses, and I was waiting for the day for her for the topic of the Beamer came up. It did last week. So I am attending a three-day event with her this weekend, and we've had a little bit of conversation about the Beamer. But first of all, you have to understand, I'm a human set person. I've never gone down the horse thing. I know nothing. And so I'm way in over my head. So I know that after the event on Saturday, she's going to be asking me questions. And here's all I know about her. And these are jumpers. She's in jumping competition. And her vet that she trusts very dearly What she told me was that the vet does know about the Beamer, but that's all I know. I don't know if he's got one, if he promotes it or whatever. And then she told me, she says, you know, I'm really looking for light therapy, and I don't know what that means or does not mean in this genre. And so I'm kind of lost. One of my first questions is, what do I do and how do I do a three-way phone call? My upline doesn't have any experience with, I don't have any horse contact is what I'm trying to say within the organization.
Ramona, do you have a Beamer, a horse Beamer?
I do not have a horse Beamer. I do not. I have a regular Beamer.
So you're not going to be beaming this horse this weekend. You're just going to be talking about it.
No, what's happening, I'm attending an event here. It's a horse jumping event. And so she likes people to go watch. And so she asked me if I'd come. And I said, sure. So I'm going to go watch her compete. And so that's what I meant.
I just wanted to be sure where we were. So I definitely think that you should find somebody in your area that knows horses to kind of help you with this. And if you don't have anyone in your upline, my suggestion would be to go to your regionals, because they can definitely put you in contact with a horse person that you can get help, you know, in your area.
Okay.
They shouldn't have those contacts of the people that have been approved that can help people with horses. Where in Northern California are you? Because we also have other people that we know that are in there.
Okay, I would have to say generally Sacramento area. I'm up in the foothills.
Generally, okay.
If
that's fine.
Yeah.
Regionals would be able to put you in contact with somebody that has a Beamer, because eventually this person that you're talking to is going to want to try Beamer on their horses. So you're going to need somebody with a Beamer.
What you could do in the interim is you could take a Beamer Go with you to the show. And you could offer it to her as a rider, because people oftentimes, you know, riders are, you know, they're operating on a little sleep and they're under a lot of stress and they might pull something or not feel great. And for them to be able to experience, even just a boost of energy or something, if you can get her to settle down and try the Beamer herself, she can oftentimes make the jump to go, this might be cool for my horse.
Okay, then last question. In terms of the material, you know, we've got so many things to choose from. Is it advisable? Because, Cindy, you mentioned that data dump, which I have to watch myself. I have a tendency to do that because, as you can tell, I talk fast and want to tell everybody everything I know. But you mentioned not doing that. So would you suggest I just shut my mouth and don't talk about the Beamer at all in terms of specifics, or give her some material? And if so, what do I give her?
I don't offer material to somebody until I know what it is that they want to know. Some people like things in writing. Some people don't give a rat's ass about testimonials. They want to see something more medical. Some people, they only want to look at a video. Some people don't want to look at anything. They just want to see it on their horse. So until you know kind of how she likes to get information, which comes from just building a relationship with her, I would not offer anything up front. I would have her ask.
Okay.
Why don't you send me some information? And then you say, well, how do you like to, you know, do you like videos? What do you like? Because the BeamerEquine.com, which links you to the life.beamergroup.com equine page, has a lot of information in there that somebody can kind of go through. But you might just want to give her the fact sheet. You know, that's one of the things in your back office. It's a two-page sheet. One page has kind of testimonials, and the other page just has highlights of the Beamer therapy for horses. But I wouldn't give anything until you know, until she's interested. Get her interested if you can get her to try it herself, and then, you know, and then see if you can fit, even though you're not real conversant on the horse product, see if you can fit what you provide with the way that she likes to receive information. I think that's really key.
The horse set have a light component to it or not? I don't know that.
No. It the very first model did, and it was a red light therapy, just like the old complete Pro set had a red light.
No, and you can buy red light therapy very inexpensively. So, you know, she might be, you know, there's a lot of things out there, but this is not what the horse set is going to provide.
Okay. It was the things that you had addressed before. I got that. Okay. All right. So you've got other callers. Let me let you go. Thank you so much for helping me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thanks, Ramona. Good luck.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. We do have a couple minutes left. We'll see if we can get to this last caller. I know we lost somebody. If they're still on, please call back next week because we are going to kind of continue this conversation next week. But let's see if we can get to this last one really quick. We've got area code 802. Area code 802, you're live on Blog Talk. Hello, area code 802.
Did they drop off?
For some reason.
Yeah.
Well, she's still on here, but I don't know. Maybe she's either having trouble with her phone or,
is she on
or
mute?
They are. I shouldn't say she. No, well, I tried opening her up. Area code 802? Nope. So if you can hear us, we can't hear you. So please try to call back in next week because we would love to hear from you. All right. And now I'm just going to take it around and give any final words for everyone. We've got about 4 more minutes before we're going to get cut off here. So I hope you all enjoyed kind of this a little bit. We're going to kind of add these, you know, 10 minutes in the beginning of the show about, you know, maybe some tips and tricks and things that we say and ways that we can help you to talk with people, because really that's what this all is all about, is just how to create that conversation and how to, you know, maybe steer the conversation to where you need. So I hope you all enjoyed it. And if you have any more suggestions or anything, please email. I know Cindy's given her email out. Yeah, you can mine as well. It's just Rainey, rainie.hale@beamermail.com. So rainie.hale@beamermail.com. So either of us would love to get some suggestions of what you all want, either from our show or for any of the blog talks. So, okay, final words. Tiff.
Wow, I learned a lot in Beamer today and the Blog Talk Radio, even though it just verified everything that I already do, but it just puts more things into perspective as to how we approach clients and what we do on a daily basis. And in the horse industry, I guess I've always just done that. But relating with people that maybe don't know the direction, I think this was really great to just discuss this. And again, to remember that it's about personal connection and relationship, and it's really not about the sale. That's just a bonus. So it's important to remember that Beamer is just really a unique product, and it has to offer a lot of things. And so I think approaching it in a delicate way and just knowing that up front is going to be way beneficial in the end for anyone, whether it's horse or people. So thanks for having me, and I look forward to sharing again next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Tiff. So great to have you. And Cindy.
Just to play off what Tiff said is think about your mindset too. And if in fact your goal is to really be able to help a horse and to help their human owner, and if you come from that nurturing place in you know, your whole demeanor is not going to be, I'm going to sell you something. you will be perceived, you know, as the way that you think about it yourself in your mind is what you're going to project in your body language. So would love to hear feedback from other people who have been successfully horse IBD sellers as to how you approach it. So we can really keep this as a running dialogue, and would appreciate your feedback as well. So I hope you call in next week. Thanks, everybody.
Yes, thanks. Thanks, everyone, and Cindy, and maybe either me or Tiff can kind of give a little bit more in-depth of our kind of perspective next week, or maybe even Nate. We'll see. But that way you guys can get this idea of, you know, the same kind of conversation, but maybe different questions from different perspectives, and you guys can learn a little bit from each of us, and we can all probably learn a little bit from each other, I'm sure. So it's so great to have you, Tiff and Cindy. We got the female power team today. And we'll welcome Nate back with us next week. Thanks, everyone, for calling in, for all of your questions and comments. I know there was at least one person we didn't get to and one person that dropped off. I don't know if they couldn't stay on any longer. But please call back in next week. We're going to kind of continue this conversation definitely into next week. So thanks, everyone. Be sure to tune into all of the other blog talks. A lot of great information on those other days, too. And we will talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks, you all. Have a great week.
Thanks, Rani. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Cindy. Bye, Tiff.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.